Introduction. This version of FM30 is an update to the edition published in October 2022. The manual retains the focus on large-scale combat operations and reinforces the point, all operations are multi-domain operations. Since 2022, the Army learned from the Ukraine-Russia conflict, the Israel-Hamas conflict, and other regional conflicts around the world. These observations confirm that the Army's thinking about warfare was realistic and informed by the correct considerations. The Army also learned from its experiences during implementation of the multi-domain operations concept, what was well understood, what needed clarification, and what needed more detail. The result was refinement of how we address strategic context, convergence, information, conventional and special operations forces integration, operations in maritime and nuclear environments, and a new imperative elevating the importance of the electromagnetic spectrum. This update to FM30 remains focused on the multi-domain approach to operations and the combined arms employment of Army and joint capabilities. These are necessary for Army forces to defeat capable threats that can contest the joint force on land as well as in the maritime, air, space, and cyberspace domains. Army forces play an important role in supporting joint operations through the projection of combat power from land into the other domains and setting theaters for the joint force. Threats with peer capabilities who enjoy regional advantages represent a grave challenge to the United States, its allies, and its partners. They are seldom vulnerable at a single decisive point or in a single domain. To defeat these threats, Army forces create and exploit relative advantages over time. This requires Army forces to fight as echelons of integrated formations that decide and act more quickly than the enemy, accepting risk to create opportunities. A common understanding of the operational environment, tenets, and imperatives of operations and the enemy is foundational. Army forces maneuver to seize or retain key terrain and exert control over resources and people for as long as is necessary to achieve tactical, operational, and strategic objectives for joint force commanders. Army forces expand opportunities for the joint force by creating options other types of forces cannot. Multi-domain operations apply at all echelons. Lower tactical echelons depend upon higher echelons to employ joint and scarce Army capabilities, while higher echelons depend upon lower echelons to exploit the opportunities those capabilities provide. All echelons must see themselves, the threat, and their assigned areas through the three dimensions of the operational environment model. Likewise, they must understand how the imperatives of operations apply to their formation. Army forces conduct operations within three strategic contexts: competition below armed conflict, crisis, and armed conflict. During competition and crisis, they set conditions for success when deterrence fails. Forward-stationed Army forces defend forward to provide stand-on capabilities that counter adversary standoff approaches, reduce risk to joint force projection, deter adversary aggression, and achieve joint force commander objectives. During conflict, Army forces enable joint force commanders to defeat enemy aggression and consolidate gains on the ground to ensure enduring political and strategic outcomes. Chapter 1 describes the challenges faced by Army forces and how multi-domain operations help resolve them. It describes the Army's vision of war and warfare, the strategic context in which Army forces conduct operations, and the operational environment, including the domains and dimensions. Chapter 2 describes how the synchronization of warfighting functions generates combat power to apply against enemy forces. It then describes threats and their methods, and how Army forces counter these threat methods through unified action and joint capabilities. Chapter 3 explains multi-domain operations in detail, describing the tenets and imperatives of operations. It then highlights key elements of an operational approach and the operational framework. Chapter 4 describes how Army forces operate during competition to set conditions for armed conflict and counter adversary malign behavior. Chapter 5 describes how Army forces provide options during crisis to prevent armed conflict while continuing to fulfill political aims. Chapter 6 describes how Army forces operate during armed conflict, with a focus on how to enable the joint force and integrate capabilities from all domains in large-scale combat operations. Chapter 7 describes how Army forces operate in the unique conditions of maritime environments. Chapter 8 describes the role of commanders and leaders in the demanding conditions of large-scale combat operations. Appendix A provides an overview of the principles of war. Appendix B describes command and support relationships. Appendix C describes considerations for when enemy forces contest deployment.